Even if it's not the decisive issue of the presidential election, war will enter the minds of voters before they cast their ballots. But it may not be this war. It may be Vietnam. John Kerry is a decorated Vietnam veteran, and his supporters have begun to liken the war in Iraq to the Vietnam War. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca has a report not on the similarities between Iraq and Vietnam, but on how that comparison may affect voters.
April 6th, Senator Edward Kennedy at the Brookings Institution, Washington, D.C.
Iraq is George Bush's Vietnam, and this country needs a new president.
So far, discussions of the Vietnam-Iraq comparison have centered on how apt the analogy is. Less examined is the power of the analogy as rhetoric. Kennedy's comments were aimed at Americans like 18-year-old Heather Lombardo and 17-year-old Laura Napolitano of Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Yesterday, they were visiting the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. They, like the majority of Americans, do not remember living through the war, but think generally it was a bad thing.
When I hear about Vietnam, I think it's just a horrible thing to think about because of how many people we lost. I don't really know if we should have got so involved or whatnot, but it's just, when I think of that, I just feel sad.
Yeah, we were born after it ended, so like, it's not our time here. We don't, like, I think many of the students don't really understand the extent of it. But just like from what we've studied, all the death and the destruction and all the pain that everybody went through.
In a 2000 Gallup poll, 40% of Americans could not say if the U.S. was fighting for North or South Vietnam. Heather and Laura were in that group. They were not among the 20% of respondents who said that America won the Vietnam War. Overall in that poll, the last time Gallup asked the public's opinion of Vietnam, 69% of people called the war a mistake. But John Mueller, author of War, Presidents, and Public Opinion, says that even among the vast majority, it's hard to score political points by comparing Iraq to Vietnam because there's a difference of opinion as to why Vietnam was a mistake.
Some people think it was a mistake because, you know, for liberal-type reasons. Other people think a mistake was because we didn't prosecute it right. We didn't go into it full force. So you can have them saying it was a mistake for very opposite reasons.
Todd Gitlin, a Vietnam protester in his youth and a college professor today, says that President Bush himself seems to acknowledge America's failure in Vietnam, but for reasons that still argue for his Iraq policy.
Bush, a few weeks ago, declared that what was wrong with the war in Vietnam was that the civilians insisted on fighting it over the heads of the military. That was the Rambo view of the war.
Bush seemed to be saying that soldiers in Vietnam, like Rambo, had their hands tied by namby-pamby doves back home, an implicit criticism of the liberal position then and now. But the fact that Rambo is fictional may not matter too much, because as Professor John Mueller says, minds are shaped not so much by facts as by the myths of memory.
What happens is, after time, great historical events get reduced to a handful of clichés, some of them right, some of them wrong, and ordinary people don't necessarily claim ever to be, you know, objective historians. They just sort of, some things linger and some things don't.
The clichés about Vietnam are mostly negative, which is why when Vietnam veteran Jerry Lemke asked the class he teaches at Holy Cross College to write down a phrase they associate with Vietnam, here's what they wrote.
Of the 37 students, not a single one of them made any reference to the war itself. Nine of them referred to protests or controversies here at home. Nine of them referred to the war being a mistake or something that was senseless. Eight simply used very general references like death or destruction. But the fact that none of them referred to the war tells me that they don't know that much about the war, and that in American public memory, the war has become something that happened here at home, a domestic kind of issue.
If college students hold these damning, if non-specific, opinions, maybe Ted Kennedy's rhetorical purpose is to conjure the ghosts of the protest movement, which John Kerry eventually came to champion. But according to John Mueller's research, Vietnam protesters alienated as many Americans as they convinced. Mueller has conducted detailed statistical analysis about what actually changes public opinion when it comes to war. With Korea, Vietnam, and now Iraq, he finds there is a predictable pattern where only one factor weakens the public's support: American deaths.
if a war is going on and a bunch of Americans are dying and it doesn't seem to be for any purpose, that's the fact. It's not a matter of spin. They're not making it up. And people are capable of making decisions and thinking about issues like that quite independent of what how they're fed by the media or, for that matter, by politicians. They're not easily manipulable when you're dealing with an issue which is, you know, not exactly what you call subtle.
Mueller believes analogies or presidential declarations or campaign commercials with either stirring or somber music will have no effect on the prosecution of this war. In Vietnam, over 58,000 Americans died. So far in Iraq, the number is less than 700. But with each returning coffin, televised or not, a minuscule percent of the public support is lost. He believes the war in Iraq is now a race against time and against death. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pascha.